On November 19th, voters across BC will elect representatives to sit on local school boards. If the provincial Liberals have their way, it might be the last time. Late last month, Emery Dosdell, BC's Deputy Minister of Education, outlined a draft proposal that might mean the elimination of elected school boards. John Wadge is the president of the Surrey Teachers Association. He's joined us on the line to tell us what these proposed changes might mean for public education in BC. Good morning, John.
Morning.
So this past month, the Deputy Minister Dosdell met with school trustees to suggest possible changes to school boards. What came out of that meeting?
Well, it was kind of a strange event because it was, you know, just on the heels of our protest, two-week protest. And the trustees' reaction to it was kind of strange. The Penny Tees, who's the president of the Trustee Association, urged trustees to welcome the changes and basically tell the minister that they were up to the task. So it's kind of an unusual reaction, given that what Dosdell did was tell them that this may be the last trustee election as they know it.
So can you explain what the changes would actually be in terms of how school boards are elected and what their responsibilities would become?
Well, the whole thing's kind of mysterious because what he announced was the repurposing of school boards, and he talked about perhaps putting public libraries and early literacy programs into the mandate of school boards. So that kind of sounded benign, but there's also been a lot of talk from the Liberals over the last 4 years about regionalizing of services, you know, cost efficiencies and that sort of thing. So I don't think he didn't elaborate on what this repurposing would be, but given his record and you know what he's sort of known for, it could be ominous.
And the implication was that school boards would no longer be elected?
Well, I'm not sure if they would be elected. They may just have a completely different mandate. He didn't elaborate. What he said was that they were drafting legislation that would be available in December, and he gave trustees until the 17th to give their input, which is 2 days before the election, and one would think they'd be kind of busy in the interim. So it was I think he sort of was pretty abrupt with them you know, I think the whole thing is just kind of strange, including their reaction.
I understand that MLA Kevin Kroger commented on the proposal. What did he say?
Well, I mean, it may be coincidence that this this announcement came right after our protest, and may not. Kevin Kroger said, we've got to do something. You know, the school boards misbehaved during the teacher protest. You know, broke ranks with the government, and they need to be dealt with. It may have, you know, it may not be coincidental they announced this just a week after our protest.
I understand also that schools currently have bodies called school planning councils, and that these might take on an expanded role under this new proposal. What are those councils?
Well, that was one of the initiatives of the Liberal government. They created school planning councils, and they're a group that each school has that has an administrator, two parents, I believe, a teacher, and in high schools they have a student. So its mandate is actually quite broad. It talks about, you know, basically the running of the school. In practice, since they were created, they've had a really quite a small role. But they're clearly were put in place for a reason, and we may find that reason out pretty soon.
And what are the implications of this kind of management that's really localized or based on individual schools? What kind of implications do you think that has?
Well, you have to understand, Emery Dosdell's history and he's the deputy minister, his history and his sort of philosophy around public education. He was the superintendent in Edmonton, And when he assumed the job, the first thing he did was get rid of the middle management area superintendents, so that there wasn't anything between him and school principals. And then he basically turned schools into standalone operations, with site-based budgeting and educational decisions made in each school. The implications are you end up with kind of a patchwork of experiences, patchwork of services. You don't have the same kind of continuity you do with the current system we have. So if your child transfers down the street, they could find an entirely different kind of school experience.
The current Liberal government isn't the first to move to limit the power of local school boards. How has the power of school boards been limited in the past?
Well, school boards, used to be the employer in every sense. That they had the ability to tax and raise money, so that when they went into negotiations with employees, they actually had the ability to fund any kind of a settlement. And that, in the early 80s, that was removed. And they're now, since then, entirely reliant on grants from the provincial government. So, it's been kind of a... Since then, it's been kind of a... negotiating with the school board has been mainly about where the dollars are going to go, not how many dollars there are going to be.
And what have these changes meant over time for teachers?
Well, teachers were unionized in, I think it was about 87, by a provincial government. They were created into locals. Locals were created as bargaining agents. And we continued to bargain with school boards, and actually that was very successful, local bargaining. We were able to, come to collective agreements that met unique local conditions, and we were actually able to make great inroads on working and learning conditions. Particularly in Surrey, we ended up with some of the best class size language and special needs language around services to special needs over the about 5 years we were engaged in local bargaining. And that created the contracts that we are still basically living under, even though they're 93 provincial bargaining was brought in by an NDP government. And most of our contract, most of the local contracts around the province are sort of frozen in time from 93, and stayed that way until the Liberals brought in the Bill 27 and 28 and voided or, ripped out, stripped all of the learning, working conditions and learning conditions language right around the province. So we lost all that. All the gains that we'd made in the late 80s, early 90s were just gone with a stroke of a pen.
I'm wondering what the reaction has been from school board candidates. I know that Kevin Millsap and Angela Kenyon are Vancouver school trustees who are running for re-election, and they've spoken out against the proposed changes to the school boards in recent days. What have we heard on this issue from other candidates for school board?
Well, pretty silent. I think most progressive candidates will say that they believe in local bargaining. What I don't understand is why every school trustee and school trustee candidate isn't coming out strongly in defense of local school boards. I don't think the proposed changes are going to do anything to make schools better, as far as I can tell. I think primarily what's behind the changes are cost efficiencies and centralizing power, which even though the Liberal government talks about local autonomy, their actions speak differently. So I'm really kind of puzzled by the mild reaction of trustee and trustee candidates to this.
And in the meantime, of course, school trustees still have a lot of power to affect students' education. And people might remember Surrey trustee Heather Stilwell and Mary Pollack and their campaign against books that featured gay and lesbian parents. What questions do you think we need to be asking school board candidates during this current election campaign?
Well, I think one of the questions we need to ask them is if they believe in full free collective bargaining for teachers. I don't think there's any doubt that when we had the ability to bargain issues like class size and service to special needs, that we ended up with, you know, better conditions in the school, much better conditions in the school than we have now. I think they need to be asked if they believe in that full free collective bargaining has to be, you know, a right given to everybody, including teachers. I think they need to be asked if firm class size limits and guaranteed levels of service for special needs kids need to be part of collective agreements. I think you know, that's critical to maintaining the quality of public education.
Great. Well, thank you for talking with us about this morning, John.
Okay.
I've been speaking with John Wedge. He is the president of the Surrey Teachers Association, and you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.